White. Healdsburg, California, January 24th, 1878. Dear son Willie, we have just received your important and interesting letter. We are glad to hear from you, but in relation to printing, binding, electrotyping, and the sizes of edition of books, you that live at the great market can judge much better than I can. As far as I have any official duty in these matters, we'll simply say that you and those associated together in the work are at liberty to act your own judgment. My interest in the prosperity of the work prompts me to say this, knowing that I should be liable to come to wrong conclusions, being ignorant of those particulars necessary to make up proper judgment. As to Sister Clemens' son, let the school give the lad his tuition for 2 terms for the use of money she let the school have without interest. See that he has a good boarding place. Sister Clemens will make arrangements to pay his board. James White, per Ellen G. White. Dear Willie, Sister Clemens had $150 one year in the college, and $130 was there till last spring, which was 2 years. There is $50 there now, which, if necessary, may be drawn upon for his expenses. But we think if he needs anything, you had better draw yourself from office on our account, charge to James White, and leave the $50 untouched. It is her all, and in case of sickness or in any emergency, she may require it. Talk with Ferber C. Welch, her brother. He does all the money using for the boy. The boy does not have the handling of means himself. You and her brother can arrange matters the best for the interest of the boy and for the interest of the mother. Sister Clemens is a hard-working woman. She has not yet earned sufficient to pay her fare on here. We shall pay $50 of her expenses ourselves. Do the very best you can for the widow and worse than fatherless. Sister C has only one son as dear to her as you are to us. And we want the church and individuals shall have an interest for this young man and exert an influence to save his soul. We pray for her son and for our sons. While Sister Clemens has her interest for us in our need, we want that you at Battle Creek should have an unselfish, Christ-like interest for this inexperienced young man. Sister Clemens is reliable help to us, faithful at her post of duty, and fully answers expectations. She is as tender and kind as a mother could be to us, cheerful, uncomplaining, an excellent cook, endeavoring to do everything she can to please us. We have not regretted her coming on with us. In father's sickness, I know not what I could have done without her. Dear Willie, father is trying to be a cabbage head. He is resting nights, and every day at 11 o'clock I give him a foot bath. Then we keep quiet while he lies upon the lounge and sleeps like a baby. I had to coax him at first to lie down and just try it. He did so and slept 1 hour. Every day since, he has had his hour's sleep, which has been for 1 week. Today he slept 2 hours. It is well he can thus sleep, for it has rained almost incessantly for the present month, and it still rains. Father cannot get out and exercise much, and his sweet sleep is a very great help to him. We enjoy the sweet peace of Jesus and have the assurance of his love. We hope and pray for health, and God will hear. He will answer our prayers. We shall see of the salvation of God. We wait patiently for him to work, and we believe he is working for us in the very rest and sleep your father is having. God's name shall receive all the glory. Do not, my dear son, bring yourself through overwork where your father is. Hold up while it is in your power. Should you break, you would then be unable, as your father is, of doing anything. Be cautious in season. Throw from your shoulders every burden you can, and fit yourself for to do the work God would have you. Much love to dear Mary and the little children and Aunt Mary. No one writes us a word about the children. I have so much to do, I cannot write much. My doing is to see that Father lacks no possible attention, that he is cheerful and happy. He is resting, and he must enjoy this rest. I have written in reference to my Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 3. Mother.